A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Luke 11, verses 29 to 32. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given to it, except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the men of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will arise at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here." The Gospel of the Lord. At different times in his public preaching, Jesus was challenged by his opponents to give them a sign, a proof that he was sent by God. The common understanding was that he should work a miracle, something so spectacular that the opposition would have to believe that he was a prophet. But Jesus refuses to give in. He doesn't see a sign as just something spectacular, but as a way to salvation which brings about an inner transformation. In his mind, it is the way of the cross which will do this, but his hearers are not ready for this yet. Jesus says, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the men of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation." Jesus is, of course, describing the greater miracle that is to come. Like Jonah was in the belly of the fish, so Jesus will be in the belly of the earth, in the tomb for 3 days, before he is resurrected and ascended into heaven. My brothers and sisters, do you too need a miracle, or are you content in recognizing that God has already worked a lifetime of miracles in your lifetime? Do you need a sign to increase your faith, or are you trusting in God's providence? All the signs and miracles we need to see have occurred already and are occurring every day if we only have eyes to see and ears to hear. As Jesus knows exactly where you are and what are you going through, and he cares about you. I don't know about you, but knowing that I'm a sinner saved by the grace through faith, that's the only miracle I think I need. But just in case my faith ever gets weak, all I need to do is to take a quick look back over my shoulder and see the amazing trail of miracles with which God has already blessed me, joining me in that backward cleanse. Won't you? Amen.